Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Daylight!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
Play it.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up today, we're talking MMA royalty, folks. We'll bring in the king. King Kyle Kingsbury talking about UFC 168 last night. Chris Weidman remaining the world middleweight champion with a freaky ending. Anderson Silva snapping his leg in half. Oh, it was ugly. You can see the picture at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. So we'll bring in Kyle about 35 minutes past the hour then. But before that, we're going to spend some time with the Filipino Wrecking Crew. I'm talking about Mr. Mark Munoz, double M, markmunozmma.com. Of course, he's got all kinds of charitable events going on to help the people that were suffering from that horrible typhoon, hurricane, that storm, that thing that wrecked through the Philippines. But the bottom line is Mark Munoz will be our in-studio guest in just a couple of minutes. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with double M, Mark Munoz. With Chris Weidman, still the world middleweight champion. Ronda Rousey, still unbeaten. An armbar winner in the third round of a very game, Miesha Tate. And Travis Brown beat Josh Barnett in what I thought was an upset. The former UFC heavyweight champion. Well, maybe he's seen his better days. Josh Barnett. Maybe time to turn his attention towards professional wrestling. He's such a good stand-up guy with the act and the talk and all that kind of good stuff. I think he'd be great at it. Anyway, the bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, double M in the house, Mark Munoz on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. In the studio this hour, the iconic one himself. I'm talking about the Filipino wrecking machine. Double M, Mark Munoz, how's life treating you, man?
Life is great, man. Life is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You look good. Life treating you all right? I mean, you feel good?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. I feel great. Just training right now. Been training for about a month and a half, 2 months now. And, you know, running the gym, running a wrestling club. And, yeah, man, it's going good. Life is great.
Tell me about these gyms and these wrestling clubs that you're running. Where are they located?
So I'm actually located in Southern California now. Lake Forest is right by Irvine in Orange County. I have a
redneck country down there. You know that, huh? They didn't want. You know, I fought for the California state title in 1984. I'm giving up my age now.
Yeah.
And we went into a restaurant down there with like four or five boxers. We were all black and brown, all that kind of good stuff. They didn't want to serve us food. They didn't want to. They like ignored us, man.
You know what, man? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's not that much diversity out there, but it's actually getting a lot better. It is. Since I've been there now, you know, I think I attracted a lot of the brown people inside my gym.
Cool.
So, but yeah, it's going good, man. My wrestling club is going great in Orange County. It's I have every day I have close to like 50 kids all the time every day. So
now, are you charging these kids? Or are you bringing them? What's the story on that?
Yeah, so I have a program where if they can't afford it, that they could actually get sponsored by other people. Also, I have so we have every end of the spectrum. We have kids that can't afford it. We have kids that can't afford it, and we have kids that want to travel and wrestle at big tournaments. So. We provide that too. So I mean, we have a pretty much a all level, all skill type of club.
You know what's funny is back in the day in San Francisco, Billy Newman ran Newman's Boxing Gym, and it was free for us kids that didn't have mm-hmm. the money. But mm-hmm. you know, the people did have the money. I think they paid like $10 a month.
Yep.
Now it costs you $110 a month to join Gleason's Gym in New York City.
I know, that's crazy.
I mean, housing an amateur kid like me coming off the street going, you know, I saw some fights on TV, and my father used to fight, my uncle used to fight. Yeah. I want to learn how to box. How can I do this?
That's crazy. Yeah, see, I want to keep programs open like that, especially my gym, because I couldn't afford to wrestle or learn how to wrestle. So I was a part of the Vallejo Police Activities League, you know, and I went in there and just learned how to wrestle. And
I got some friends from Vallejo.
Yeah, man.
Can Function. You ever heard of them? The Brock, the Soul Group, a bunch of old-timers, man. Those guys are like way past your time,
I heard
man.
Their music, though, man.
The Whisper, I think even the Whispers might even be from Vallejo. Of course, Vallejo, that's two bridges away from San Francisco, folks,
right.
And it's a long way sometimes when you're commuting.
Uh-huh.
Other times it's not such a long way. So I thought they were going to go all the way. I thought Bart was going to Vallejo. What happened to that?
I know, man. Bart was, they got in Concord. But yeah, they skipped over Vallejo,
Vallejo's been sort of the Rodney Dangerfield of cities here in Northern California. Hasn't it been like disrespected? Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton too. Yeah. Yeah. I think Vallejo's has it. They've had their adversity, man. I mean, it's a city that's just built upon resilience. They've come back and, you know, it's
bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy. And I mean, it's just, it's a city that's rebuilding. It's a city that's, their economy is getting a lot better now. So, but they're going through those stuff, but they'll definitely rebuild.
Mark Munoz is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the Filipino wrecking machine. The crew would mean more than one person. So I guess we can call your team the Wrecking Crew, but you're the wrecking machine. How'd you get that tag?
You know what? My manager saw me fight inside the octagon, and he was like, "Hey, man, what do you think about the Philippine Wrecking Machine?" I was like, "Man, that has a good ring to it." But I got heat from the Filipino community because I am not a Philippine. I'm a Filipino. So in regards to like a person, you can't be a Philippine brand mango. Like, I'm not an object, right? I'm Filipino. So they wanted me to change my name to the Filipino Wrecking Machine. So that's how it evolved.
People get that technical about stuff like that.
Some people actually got out of whack
and got on the phone and called you about it.
They did. They got on my website and they were just, so man, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't want to disrespect my culture, you know. I definitely wanted to be a guy that's respecting the culture, and I love my culture, and I made a change.
Two-time California State Wrestling Champion in high school. Where'd you go to high school? In Vallejo? Vallejo High?
Yeah, Vallejo High.
Wow.
Vallejo High, man. I was born in Japan, actually. Mm-hmm. Raised in Vallejo, and when I was 18. I got roots in Vallejo, man.
Deep. So tell me about Manny Pacquiao. You think Manny Pacquiao's ever going to be able to come back to the upper echelon of boxing again?
Oh yeah, man. Manny's a fighter, man.
Wait. When they about a year ago, man, he was like, they had to peel him off the canvas. He was snoring.
I know, man. He walked into that right hand. I mean,
twice.
Juan Manuel Marquez just
timing.
Yeah, he timed it. I mean, just sent him to the ground with that right hand. So, I think he's a. He's a resilient fighter, though, man. He's a fighter. I mean, he's definitely one of the world's best.
You know what I noticed about him, though, is that before this fight with Brandon Rios, his comeback fight was November 24, 2013, when he came back after the year layoff. I think he needed the rest. I think he'd been fighting too long. Mark, he's fighting bigger guys. He was born like 107. He was a 107-pound fighter when he started out. Now he's fighting guys 147.
Yep.
I mean, you and I couldn't even dream about fighting guys 40 pounds bigger than us.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is about him is, you know, he fights those guys. And the thing is, he trains so hard. So it's like we said earlier before the show is, you know, the training is the tough part
of competing.
The thing about him, he really didn't have to make weight, but day in, day out of just grinding inside the gym and everything that he does, man. I trained at Wild Card. I saw him train. I saw him, him and Freddie just go out there, and even his strength and conditioning training was unbelievable. I mean, the guy was just putting his heart and soul into training, and, you know, he'll fight for free. But
not with the tax man after him now. I think the IRS is on him. The Filipino IRS is on him. What the hell was going on there? I mean, weren't people looking out for his best interest? I mean, Bob Arum is a promoter from former United States attorney, former U.S. Attorney General under Bobby Kennedy back in the 60s. Michael Kontz is his manager, his promoter from the Philippines. What were these guys doing? All these guys were stuffing their pockets and not worrying about Manny.
Yeah, man. I think that's what was going on. And Manny, he's such a giving person. He's such a nice person. And after getting to know him and his personality and who he is, like he just wants to be able to give back to people. He wants to do that. And at the same time, he just wants to be able to compete and do what he loves.
But, you know, in this last, like I said, in a couple of fights before, I noticed he was getting a little soft. And what I mean by soft is, as you know, when you and I weigh in, we get down and weight, the bones are sticking out of our face. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you can feel your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just about every little ounce of excess water has left your body, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
But Manny was looking a little too healthy. You know what I mean?
During weigh-ins.
Looking a little too healthy during weigh-ins. And I'm saying to myself, you know, he just doesn't look all that sharp. And, you know, and he messed around with Marquez and he got beat. But with his fight for Rios, I saw the dedication again. I saw the movement, the side-to-side movement, the fact he didn't get hit with like maybe two or three punches all night. Mm-hmm. I mean,
In and out.
Yeah.
And that's classic Manny Pacquiao right there, is in and out, getting the angles. And, you know, he landed that left hand repeatedly too.
But, you know, but Mark, you know what happens when you knock somebody out with one punch? Is that, I've done it. So you think you're a knockout puncher.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you go, then ba-boom. Yeah. And, and guys aren't falling. Wait a minute. I hit that last guy with the same punch. This guy's not falling. But so you sort of get into that. And then I think he was expecting that big punch to just keep carrying him through things. And he realized he's got to go back to his basics. That's in and out, side to side.
And he actually developed his right hand, too. So he was landing that hook quite often, too. So he was not only landing the left hand, but he was landing that right hook, too. So, I mean... You know, he did some evolving, did some improving as well.
Now, as far as now, I'm going to ask you one more question about him, and then we'll go to a break.
Right.
What about him being president? Do you really think that he's I mean, they're talking about the Conservative Party running him in 2016 or something like that. Do you really think he's a serious candidate for president?
Oh man, you know, I there's a lot of people that look up to him, and there's a lot of things that with Manny he is.
But if he can't pay his tax bill. How the hell can he run a country?
Oh, man. You know,
I have a point there?
You got a point. I'm just talking about the personality side of him, which is compassionate, which is loving people, taking care of the country. He loves that. But at the same time, it's about a business, too. You got to run your life like a business, too. So he definitely needs help in that aspect. But I'm saying that he would be a great president when it comes to those three traits.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, mixed martial arts, we've got Mark Mundo's Double M, the Filipino wrecking machine, not the Philippine wrecking machine, the Filipino wrecking machine in the house, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325, 800-296-1325, 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour we have MMA royalty in the house, Double M, I call him, Mark Munoz. Of course, I'm talking about the Filipino wrecking machine, not the Philippine wrecking machine, the Filipino wrecking machine. So you're involved in all these different charities. I mean, you know, I look around and you're a busy guy. You've got something coming up in January in San Francisco. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so what I have going on is a fundraising seminar. So I'm just basically using my talents, gifts, and abilities to be able to give back to the country that it all started for me, the Philippines. They got hit by a huge storm there. And
I got to ask you one question. Do you believe in global warming?
You know what? With a lot of things that are happening, yes, I'm starting to believe it a little bit.
Scientists
more.
Believe in global warming. Yeah. Right-wing conservatives think we're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, global warming. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the Philippines got hit by a huge storm. And it's affected the country greatly.
Ripped a hole right through it, right?
Right through, yeah. And so there's tens of thousands of people that are displaced. There's, thousands of people, 6,000 people that are found, dead.
Yeah.
And, they're just trying to rebuild their lives right now. And so
how do you rebuild your life when your house has been torn down and your city has been leveled?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, and that's what they're doing. Some people are just living out in the open, you know, and people are just making some shelter for themselves. You know, it's crazy, you know. So
I mean, because I've been to Manila once, and I found it very hot. Sort of remind me a lot of Cartagena, Colombia, very sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Texas,
same
places
thing.
Like that. I mean, just
same thing.
And you know what? And Mark, here's what's up. I left the Hilton looking cool. I mean, I had like a pink shirt on and a nice black suit and the whole nine yards, right? And I could feel the perspiration building underneath my arms. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, oh, man. And I was glad that I didn't have a light-colored suit on because if I'd have raised my arms on the TV show, guess what? Pedro's got sweat spots.
Yeah. It's the same climate over there, man. It's hot. I mean, once you walk out the door, I mean, it attacks you. It slaps you right in the face, and you start sweating instantly.
Okay, so tell me about this January 11th thing. You're going in Treasure Island. I fought on Treasure Island about, I don't know, I'm giving away my age again, a long time ago. But Treasure Island is in the middle of San Francisco, the San Francisco Bay.
Yep.
There's Oakland on one side, and then you've got San Francisco on the other, and right in the middle is Treasure Island or Yerba Buena Island. So tell me about Treasure Island and this gig you're doing.
Yeah, so I'll be holding a seminar. It's a two-part seminar. One's going to be for MMA. The other's going to be for pure wrestling. So the day includes two training sessions and a meet and greet with myself. There'll also be an after party later on. And so 100% of the proceeds is going to go to the relief in the Philippines.
Is there relief getting to the Philippines?
Yes, there is, actually.
Where's it coming from?
There's different organizations. There's
Red Cross, still number one?
Yes. There's organizations like UNICEF that are pretty high there as well. There's the two that just come to mind right now is UNICEF and Red Cross. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of relief there. I mean, the United States is there right now. USA is there helping them out. There's other countries that are helping out too. So, there's 16 million people affected by the storm. I mean, that's when you talk about millions, it's crazy, you know. And so, with 4 million have been displaced from their homes, including more than 94,000 living in 385 evacuation centers. I mean, it's the devastation there is amazing.
So, well, we're talking about a country that was poor to begin with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so how do you get any poorer than poor?
Yeah, I mean, when...
I mean, how do you... I mean, what, the poor is here. How do you get below poor?
Hey, when the storm hits, right? I mean, that's... They didn't have nothing to begin with, and now they're having to rebuild what they didn't have in the first place. I mean, it's kind of unheard of, right? So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to do all that I can.
Is there any organized MMA in the Philippines?
Actually, there is. There is. You know, there's actually two organizations that I know of right now. One FC is actually the biggest Asian mixed martial arts promotion in Asia. And then there's PXC, which they are pretty much in the Philippines, Guam, and Hawaii, mostly.
Who's the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts right now? Mark Munoz is our guest, folks.
The best pound for pound fighter, I would say, is Jose Aldo, I'd say.
Jose Aldo?
Jose Aldo, yeah.
Okay. What about?
It was Anderson Silva. It was.
Yeah. Anderson Silva, he ran into the same guy that you ran into, and Chris Weidman. Weidman's a beast, huh?
Yeah, Weidman's a beast, man. He's good. You know, there was, you know, he just climbed to the top quickly.
Quickly.
And for me, I want a rematch, and I want to fight him. I want to show
that's
the world. That's my goal. I want to get my hands on him, man. I really do.
All right. So we look at GSP now, the retirement of Georges St. Pierre.
Yep.
I thought it was I saw it coming because I thought he got licked by Johnny Hendricks, okay? I really did. And Dana White came out and said he only won one round. I mean, when the president of the company comes out in the paper and says, look, the guy only won one round.
Yeah.
So in other words, he's sort of like trying to tell you, go away. And I think GSP went away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, GSP, he's done. If you look at his career, he's been at the top. He's been at the pinnacle for how many years now? About 4 or 5 years now. I mean, he's been fighting for a very long time. And to be able to carry the organization on your back for that long, I mean, guy's tired a little bit. A
lot of weight.
He said, yeah, there's a lot of weight. And so he was like, hey, I need to take a break. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm retiring from the sport. You know, for him to do that at the top, I mean, there's a lot of people that dream about doing that. You know, there's a lot of people that would love to be at the top and retire.
Everybody. I would like to retire champion.
For sure. For sure. And so he's doing it. And he's smart. He actually place his money and invest his money wisely and he can do it.
Okay.
You know, so I'd love to do that too.
So outside of this being your homeland, January 11th is Treasure Island event. I mean, the Philippines, you're getting into the community as far as the Southern California kids are concerned. You're allowing disadvantaged kids into your gym. I think you deserve accolades, man. Is anybody patting you on the back and saying, you know, you're doing a damn pretty good job here?
You know what, man? You know, I'm paying it forward because, you know, for me, I'm a product of, you know, the free training of police activities, people giving to the community, and I'm a product of that. Back in Vallejo when I was growing up, it was pretty tough, you know, how I grew up, and you know, the reason why I got into wrestling was because I got jumped, and when getting jumped, I got held down and beat down, and I couldn't believe this was happening to me. Then I got introduced to the sport of wrestling, which I thought would help me defend myself. And then, you know, there was different programs that allowed me to wrestle without, you know, giving a single penny to them. And there I just learned how to be able to, you know, develop the skill. And that skill ended up taking me to college. And then that, you know, after college, I ended up coaching in that skill, and then got introduced to mixed martial arts, and the rest is history. Now I'm one of the top fighters in the world, doing what I love to do, and showing kids and teaching them how to wrestle. And you know, I'm definitely paying it forward now, because for me, I want to give back to the community as the community gave back to me.
Okay, so I need some information on websites and that kind of stuff. You got to lay it out for my listeners here. Come on.
Yeah, so you can go to markmunozmma.com and learn about the seminar that's going to happen July 11th.
Markmunoz.com, pretty commonly spelled there, folks.
Yeah, markmunozmma.com. And you could sign up there. You can actually come to the event center July 11th, Treasure Island event venue. And you could register there as well, but I'd like to have a number count just so that we can have T-shirts and stuff available for those that actually come and take the seminar. So, so make sure you do that. So everything is on the website, markmunozmma.com.
Markmunozmma.com. Mark Munoz is our guest, folks, the esteemed MMA fighter that he is. Now, when do you fight again?
You know what? Everybody's booked or injured in the top 10. And I'm talking to Joe Silva, the matchmaker, And he's like, hey, Mark, nothing makes sense for you right now, but be ready and make sure you're in shape to step in if somebody gets injured. And that's what happened to my last fight. You know, I was fighting Michael Bisping. He gets injured, and in comes Lyoto Machida, who I trained with. And it was just beyond me, where we were just sharing secrets together, and all of a sudden he trained. So it can happen just like in a blink of an eye. You can be fighting, you know, within 2 weeks. So I'm staying ready. Staying active and just training.
It's called MarkMunozMMA.com. Let me spell that for you folks out there in Mississippi. MarkMunozMMA.com. Got
Correct.
That, folks?
Correct.
MarkMunozMMA.com. Mm. Mark, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. Yeah. I know you just got into town. You're back home, though.
That's right. I'm back in the Bay, man. I love it.
Back in the Bay. So what, are you going to go and visit some people in Vallejo?
Yep. I'm going to visit my family, visit my mom and my dad, my sister, my cousins, my uncles, aunts, and just enjoy some Filipino home cooking.
I love Filipino menu, though.
Oh,
you know,
so
with the
good.
Chicken instead of that, the Mexicans make it with like tripe, some stomach lining or something like that. Yeah, y'all nasty, man. But the Filipinos got it down. Mark Munoz, thank you so much for your time. God bless you, man. If you need anything,
me too.
You'll come back and see Pedro.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the America Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy two cases, get one free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. Yow!
Little J.B. James Brown, the godfather of soul, may he rest in peace. I think they finally buried him. Remember all that family trouble? The sisters and the brothers and the sons and the daughters were all fighting over him. They had him on ice for like 3 or 4 months in some mortuary back in Alabama or something like that. Godfather of soul, had the pleasure of meeting him once. I want to thank the great Brent Carter for that opportunity. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, if you've been under a rock and you didn't know it, well, guess what? Last night, Chris Weidman defended the World Middleweight Championship against the former champion, Anderson Silva. When the spider broke a wing, I had to put it to you like that, but he had to kick Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman blocked the kick, and guess what? It broke Anderson Silva's leg. It was one of the ugliest things. The picture of it, of the break, of the actual break, is going on right now at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. ringtalk.com. It was a second round stoppage, a win for Weidman, now 11-0. I wrote the obituary of Anderson Silva in print. Chris Weidman and Ronda Rousey win big at UFC 168. To bring in our expert on MMA, King Kyle Kingsbury of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. And first of all, Kyle, how are you, sir? Happy holidays.
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you, Pedro.
Okay, how's Kane doing after that surgery?
I think he's going to recover, full recovery, back in no time.
What a monster. He's my MMA fighter of the year. People laugh. Said, no. I mean, he showed such dominance over Junior Dos Santos in the second and the third fight that I just think I think he's fighter of the year, and people can argue with me about that. But let's talk about last night. I mean, I thought Chris Weidman won the opening round. I thought that he was doing his thing very effectively. I thought Anderson Silva was trying. He was trying to remain calm. But, man, then came that second round. He went to block that kick. That was nasty.
You're exactly right. I think he was dominating in the first round. He did drop him
yep.
in the clinch and had him wobbled. And then he dominated from top position. And then, man, that second round was just nasty.
Yeah. But, you know, it happens now and then. I remember one time I was at a boxing match, an amateur boxing event. Some kid like 95 or 100 pounds broke his wrist. And his wrist was actually, the bones were sticking out. You know, like, whoa. But, you know, bones break funny when you have, you know, especially in combat sports.
And that's something they practice. A lot of people are talking about, oh, that's a fluke, you know, and he didn't beat him the second. It's like, listen, dominated the first round, and that's no fluke. You practice, you try to spur someone's ankle and somebody's shin with that exact instruction right there.
Why is it they won't give it? They still, I mean, I even heard Chris admit it last night. They're not going to give him his props. Why?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. As he goes through his career, look who he's got to face next. He's got Vitor Belfort. He's got Ronaldo Souza, Jacare Souza. And he's got Lyoto Machida at 185. So if he can beat these guys, I mean, there's no, I mean, you're going through some of the greatest of all time here. There's going to be nobody to argue left.
Okay. Vitor Belfort, he put on a pretty good show. I watched the Fox Sports afterwards. Of course, him and Michael Bisping going down earlier in the year. And, of course, that was the call for the end of testosterone replacement therapy by Mr. Bisping and his great friend, his good friend, Mr. Dana White. But Vitor Belfort, he's going to be next for Weidman?
He is. And, you know, the thing to keep an eye on is where they have this fight, because they both said we'll fight each other anywhere. But if they fight Brazil, Vitor looks like a different person when they fight down in Brazil versus when he has to fight in the States.
Now, wait, time out. Now, hold on to it. Repeat that last sentence. Vitor looks like a different person, has a different body look when he fights in Brazil compared to fighting here in the United States?
No question. You look at his body when he fights down in Brazil, his last couple fights. He looks like, I mean, he looks better than he did at 19.
Yeah.
He's carved out of granite.
Yeah.
He just looks unheard of. He's got veins everywhere. He just looks like a different fighter.
You know, I tried to elaborate on that and expand on that in an MMA party a few weeks ago, and I got, like, people were, like, moaning and groaning and saying, oh, Pedro, you got sour grapes, this and that. There's no sour grapes involved. At one point in time, he was a phenom, but I think that the testosterone replacement therapy, like Dave Meltzer, he's the man. When it comes to, like, writing MMA, professional wrestling, sometimes boxing, Meltzer's a guy with the Wrestling Observer newsletter and a Wrestling Observer radio show, which he started, which airs at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Sirius Radio Network. But Meltzer said that he can see the difference. He says, he's going, all right, we'll get Kyle back in just a second. Somehow Kyle slipped up there. The old cell phone, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Ronda Rousey, a winner last night. A third-round stoppage winner, now 8-0-8, armbar submission and stopping a very game, Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate now 13-5. Miesha had a good game plan. The idea was to take, you know, Ronda Rousey into the championship rounds, the fourth and the fifth round of UFC fights, because she had never been out of the first round before. So the second round was uncharted waters for her. The third round was uncharted waters for her. But guess what? She won, and she won again. And she's unbeaten, 8-0. Eight arm bars. Miesha Tate gave it her all, but Ronda Rousey was a little bit too much. All right, back to my guest on the line, Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, were you surprised that Ronda Rousey got booed as badly as she did last time? I mean, they turned on her.
Everybody, you know, watched that show, and everybody loves to hate a heel. Just because of the fact that she was painted that light on The Ultimate Fighter, now she's definitely become the heel.
The Chael Sonnen of the females?
She might be more polarizing than anybody, though. She could be that person that everybody loves to hate. She could be the one.
You know, I don't love to hate her because I've had her on the show a few times, and I love her and I admired her. And I was, you know, saying that she was the most prolific fighter in MMA, and this was like a year and a half ago. People were laughing at me. I said, listen, this woman's going to cross boundaries and barriers that you can't even imagine. And of course, and I think she is. But last night, you know, she probably should have shook that girl's hand after she whooped that girl's leg. I mean, she whooped on Miesha Tate pretty good. And Miesha Tate said, you know what, you were the better person tonight. And she put her hand out. And you know what, I've been through that stuff. Kyle, you and I have been through the stuff where guys have called our mothers names and all this kind of stuff before fights. But then once the fight's over with, it's over.
Yeah, usually there's some kind of mutual respect gained throughout that fight, whether you're at the winning end or the losing end. But you know what, I don't fault her for sticking to her guns. You know, she firmly doesn't like her, and she's not going to change that after the fight. And I, you know, obviously she knew she's going to take a PR hit by not doing that, but into the fight already getting booed. But she stuck to her guns. You got to hand it to her for having that.
Okay. Now, here's a fight that I was a little surprised about, but you called this one right down the line. 6'7" Travis Brown stopping former UFC heavyweight champion Josh Barnett. I was stunned. So was Barnett.
I think many people were stunned. I've been talking with a lot of my buddies from The Ultimate Fighter and from AKA, different people around on Twitter, and I don't think anybody picked Brown to win that. I was arguing with people. I was like, man, he's a great underdog bet. You got to jump on him. He's more athletic, all this stuff, and just nobody was buying into it. But what did he impress?
Yeah, he did. Those elbows. Those elbows were amazing. He came down, boom, boom, boom. I was like, ew. And you could just see the body. I mean, Barnett was basically on his knees, but you could just see the life being extracted from Josh Barnett, elbow after elbow. I thought the referee made a good call there.
He made a great call, and that's twice now we've seen him up against the elbows like that in somebody's temple. People think twice before they try to take Travis Brown down again.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. King Kyle Kingsbury is what I call him, of course, Triple K. He is an MMA fighter on the UFC light heavyweight roster and out of the Silicon Valley American Kickboxing Academy. Of course, it brings us Daniel Cormier. Cormier trying to steal my job on TV or what?
He's doing good. He looks great in front of the camera.
Yeah, but you know what? He's just an all-around good guy to be around. People that haven't been around him, I mean, if you've been around him at fights, whether he's fighting or whether he's not fighting, he's always a great guy. He's always gracious. He's wonderful to be around.
He's got a smile on his face, a lot of positive energy. He's a great guy.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sunday edition. Of course, we go with Ring Talk Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour in which we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then the Sunday show, the Sunday edition, the two-hour weekend edition on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour is all about boxing. The second hour is all about MMA. I had Mark Munoz in the house yesterday. Earlier in the show, of course, he's got some charity events coming up. Going to support the Philippines January 11th. He's got a workshop going out there on Treasure Island. What are you doing down in Silicon Valley? You still teaching classes?
I'm teaching classes. Josh Thompson just opened a gym in San Jose called Dash Cardio Studio. I'm one of the main coaches there, just getting people in shape. And I've been training quite a bit. I've got another tour for the troops coming up in January. We're going to Afghanistan to see the troops and give our support. And shoulder's almost 100%, Pedro, so getting into training full-time and everything's feeling good.
Josh Thompson's a life underdog March the 14th when he takes on Benson Henderson, isn't he?
It's going to be a big fight, big fight. Winner should get the title shot.
No, I thought they're going to do an interim title here since Pettis is our whoever the champion is. I think he's out with a torn ACL or something.
I think Pettis will be able to fight again by the end of 2014. But TJ Grant is who's the number one contender. Basically, he's undisclosed. He's out definitely. So they're gonna whoever wins this fight should leapfrog him for the title shot.
Okay, Dominic Cruz and Renan Barreo. Yikes.
A lot of ring rust for Dominic Cruz. He's been out for a very long time. I don't know how he's going to come in and do.
Two-plus years, right?
Yeah, he's been out for a long time. And it's not like he was taking time off and getting better and clearing his mind. I mean, he's been sitting on his butt. He hasn't been able to do anything with the injuries he's had.
Okay, Uriah Hall was the winner. He took out Chris Laban. Why did they put Chris Laban in that fight last night? Was it just, would they give him a lot of money, was like his $80,000, and let him walk away or something, or what?
I think it was one last shot for him. You know, he beat a young guy. Dana has firmly believed that Uriah Hall doesn't have what it takes mentally to be in the UFC. So if Chris was able to weather the storm and start to put hands on him, I think he could have won that fight. But Uriah is he's a very, very talented guy. And when the fight goes his way like that, he's very hard to beat.
Okay. Now, we've got some big fights coming up in 2014. What do you think is going to – 1 year from now, when we're talking at the end of 2014, what do you think we'll be talking about, Kyle?
I think it really comes back down to the middleweight. I think Cain's going to completely dominate the heavyweights. Even if Travis Brown makes his way to the title shot, I think Cain dominates him. John Jones, there could be some back and forth there with Glover Teixeira and then Alexander Gustafsson getting another shot. But I think with the top four in middleweight, that's really going to be, if Weidman stays on top and he beats these names, that's going to be mind-blowing. If he loses the belt to one of these guys and one of these older legends of the sport becomes champ again at 185, that's going to be the talk. But I think middleweight division is the one to watch.
We're talking 185-pound, folks. Let me go through the weight classes for you in the UFC. 125 pounds, the champion is Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson. That's 125. Bantamweight is 135. There's two champions, Dominic Cruz and Renan Barreo, and they're going to hook it up in about a month and a half to see who really is the king there. 145 is the featherweight division. 155 is the lightweight division. 170 pounds is the welterweight division. 185 is middleweight. 205 pounds and under is light heavyweight. And 205 to 265 is the heavyweight division. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You're still a young man. The great Rick Stevens on lead. Rick's got a new album out. I'll have Rick on in the next couple of weeks to talk about that with him. But congrats, Rick. Good to have you out. You are the highlight as far as music's been concerned for me in 2013. Along with my baby Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector and Frankie Valli. And I can go on and on, and Glenn Campbell. Love you all. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide.
Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The lovely Miss Barbara Streisand.
Happy birthday, princess. Birthday number 39, of course, for the eighth or ninth time.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Can't forget, my dearest aunt has left the building, folks. Auntie Julie, of course, has left the building, and I wish her the very best, and the family's doing better now that she's no longer suffering, so that's all kind of good stuff. The bottom line is UFC Fight Night, January 4th, live from Singapore. It will not be on Fox Sports 1, but you'll be able to pick it up on some internet channel if you know what I'm talking about. If you know how to hustle the internet as far as live feeds are concerned, you can watch that. January 15th, another UFC Fight Night. Luke Rockhold will be in the main event. That is from Duluth, Georgia. Of course, Henderson versus Thompson, January 25th, UFC on Fox. Benson Henderson, Josh Thompson, the aforementioned Josh Thompson. He's been a guest on this show in the past. So I'll try to get the punk in here, and that's what he calls himself, before the fight. And February 1st, Dominic Cruz and Renan Barreiro for the World Bantamweight Championship, UFC 169 for the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 29-plus years now. Want to thank the people that put this show together. Myself, my great producer, the great Scott Cuddy, and, of course, Darren Peck of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love you so.